from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A Syrian rebel group accused government forces of launching a deadly chemical attack on civilians in a rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta. And the Syrian American Medical Society says 35 people have been killed. U.S. State Department says it's monitoring the situation and that Russia should be blamed if chemicals were used. Reuters cannot independently verify reports of a chemical attack. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have attended funerals for well-known Palestinian journalists and others who were killed in the latest wave of border clashes. Health Ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip says 9 Palestinians died after being shot by Israeli troops. This man was among the Friday demonstrators.
We are participating in the peaceful demonstration to call for our legitimate rights. Like other Arab people living in their own country, we also are entitled to the right to live with dignity.
The demonstrations set to end in May 15th are designed to commemorate what Palestinians refer to as an Nakba, or catastrophe, when hundreds of thousands of Palestinians had to leave their land or were expelled during the war in 1948. U.S. military lending more muscle to the fights in Afghanistan against the Islamic State and the Taliban. Push comes as part of intensified efforts against both groups as Afghanistan seeks to root out IS and convince the Taliban to end their differences by coming to the negotiating table. The United States also says that it has carried out at least 75 strikes targeting drug production facilities. This is VOA News.